It's January 7th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. Now, here's the news. It's a new year, and every year starts with a gigantic consumer electronics show in Las Vegas, with gadget makers galore showing off 3D TVs, tablet computers, and even new electric cars. But with such a massive show and so many announcements, how much is really that important and can stand out above the noise? Slate's Farhad Manju wrote that CES is an enormous waste of time, with many products being announced, but many remaining as vaporware that never materialize for the general public. Manju wrote that most of the groundbreaking products to hit the market over the last few years, the iPhone, the iPad, the Kindle, the first Android phone, and so on, were announced elsewhere. So why should journalists bother to go at all? I talked with CNET's editor-at-large, Rafe Needleman, who is at CES this week, whether he thought it was worth going to CES once again to see all those gadgets that might never make a difference.
CNET, CBS, is streaming a ton of live content of all these press conferences and all the new gadgets, and our numbers, our traffic numbers, have never been higher. People love this stuff. Say what you will about it being shallow or ridiculous. The fact is the mainstream population loves gadgets and loves technology, and this is the auto show, the Oscars, the Super Bowl, whatever, of gadgets. This is where it all happens, and you can see it all here. And it's fun. It might be shallow for a lot of people, but it's really fun, and people are really eating this stuff up.
I also asked Needleman what he saw as the major trend lines at this year's CES.
And you can see where we're going. And I'll tell you where we're going. It's pretty obvious. We're going to a big push towards 3D. A big push towards, by the way, glasses-less 3D, although not this year. That's still developing. It'll be a couple of years, but we're beginning to see large 3D TVs that don't require glasses, which is huge. That's great, but it'll be a while. In more internet-connected televisions, more Android phones, more Android tablets, and more entertainment in more integration of electronics and electronic entertainment and communication into cars.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, how important is the Consumer Electronics Show? Our last poll question was, what should happen to social bookmark service Delicious? 35% said someone who cares should buy it from Yahoo. 29% said they don't care. 17% said it should go open source. And 8% said Yahoo should make it a viable business. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.